From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Since we were last together, the Bureau of Meteorology has released its summary of the expected spring and summer weather. If you've missed it, I would suggest that you have a read and digest the rather chilling prognostications. Up to 11 cyclones around the coast is just the start. Being familiar with what may be in store will help each of us prepare for weather outcomes in our area. Just on the topic of preparation, as the warmer weather seems to be stretching itself to cover the land, we should have ticked off the list of maintenance items for our stations and be able to sleep soundly, knowing antennas will stay erected and surrounds are safe from flying objects or flammable items if we are liable to experience bushfires. A suitable container should have the basics for an emergency evacuation, should that be necessary where we live. Here we need to follow the recommendations of the emergency services to protect ourselves, and one item that some may overlook is ensuring a minimum supply of food for 3 days. To take with you if you have to evacuate, or enough to cover the normal period of isolation from severe weather in your area. It seems awkwardly funny to be listing these precautions because so many people take themselves and families on holidays and spend large amounts of effort in planning the adventure. The main difference is that we need to add the fact that in uncertain situations we have to prepare for the future. Money, food, fuel, identification papers and other documents such as bank cards and insurance details need to be available in case the worst ever happens. Here I can speak from experience with once having had my house burned down. Apart from the emotions surrounding loss, you have to face dealing with establishing your identity and getting records replaced. I wonder how many of our clubs are preparing for the summer season, when there are contests and good weather, we hope. Is there the possibility of engaging in the local community during this period when schools, colleges and uni are in recess? It's a strange time with the spread of 7-day shopping and in some places extended hours trading. Some people get to travel and others are tied to their usual income source. Grandparents can be overwhelmed with visiting youngsters and families can be embroiled in the festive spirits in December. For people enjoying the spirit of Jota Jotai, there's been an opportunity to canvass the interest of participants in possible holiday period activities. At the other end of the spectrum, many club people and activity groups will be taking a break during the summer as well. Is it worth checking if people from these areas would like to experience some ham radio activities? Now is the time to check these things out and prepare, as already the retailers are promoting the tinsel and fattening foods that we associate with Christmas. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.